Live from the HananiaAutos.com studio.
Live.
This is the Gus Bradley Show.
Gus Bradley Show.
Jaguars head coach Gus Bradley and former Jaguar Jeff Loggeman are brought to you by Ticket Exchange and by Everbank.
Play hard, play fast, play together, run and hit at the bank.
The Gus Bradley Show begins right now.
Oh, and it doesn't get any better than this. It's the opening week in the National Football League. Kickoff tonight, the Seahawks and the Packers in Seattle at 8:30, and the Jaguars on the road this week against the Philadelphia Eagles. And, Gus, you got to be excited. I mean, it's you finally get to see, you know, and I go to that clip to Bill Parcells, and he's talking to the guys on the benches in one of those NFL films clips, and he says, "Guys, that's why you lift all them weights in the offseason and you do all this. This is what it's about."
It is. You know, it is so exciting. First of all, though, they introduce you as a former Jaguar. Isn't it once a Jaguar, always a Jaguar? Or
I don't know.
We might not see eye to eye on some things. No, it is. What an exciting time. Our players, I've said this before, just to some of the news people, but we had a heightened sense of urgency on Monday, a bonus Monday. Everybody came back from a couple days, and we had to make some tough cuts, but a really central sense of focus from our team. And it's been a really good week, and, it just keeps picking up as we get closer to game day.
Is it almost a relief as a coach to get to the regular season to where you can just be a coach? You know, instead of, you know, you're dabbling in personnel and you're having conversations with personnel about the roster makeup, the schedule in training camp is always different. You know, once you get to the regular season, okay, Mondays we do this, Tuesdays we do this, Wednesdays we do this, and so on and so forth.
Right. There, a lot of managing goes on during training camp, you know, managing of the schedule. We're developmental coaches. So we take guys and we want to develop them and see how fast they progress. And then we monitor them and watch them on one-on-one pass rushes. And, you know, you're always watching everything they do. Now you get into the regular season and sure, there's going to be some roster changes throughout, but you have your core sets, a bunch of guys.
Because I know how I am. I mean, for 26 years now, involved in the National Football League, I know that on Monday, it's a day to recoup, and Tuesday's a day off. I mean, it's not anymore, but I mean, you're so programmed into that mentality that it's hard. When you get to it, it's almost a sense of comfort.
Yeah, I think so with our players. You know, they love the routine part of it, to get into that and kind of, you know, get their routine set for them. But, it's just so much excitement. I think, the start of the regular season, there's 32 optimistic teams right now. You know, everybody's optimistic. And, that's the exciting part of it. We'll see how it plays out.
All right, I'm probably going to get a coach speak answer here. but how important is the first game in the schedule?
Well, I mean, every game, you know, we talk in terms of every game is a championship opportunity, and that's how we want our players to think. And so this is the most important game right now, this Sunday. That's how we talk. And, it takes a lot of preparation, a lot of time to prepare for it. And, you know, that's our focus right now this week is the preparation phase. We talk in terms of know your opponent, but know yourself even more. So, you know, the initial part of the week, you know your opponent, but now we're gradually in a moving into where it's about us and it's about how we perform, and that's the phase we're in right now.
And that's really how you coach, isn't it? You know, turn the attention on yourselves and what you control and let the results take care of themselves.
Well, I think it's just a fact. You know, when you come in after a game on Sunday, you watch it on Monday and you talk to your players, well, you missed a tackle here, you didn't make this right read, and all your comments are about you. It's not about the opposing team. Mm-hmm. So, well, let's get those things corrected ahead of time and start coaching in terms of how we think and how we react.
I can remember all of my trips to the vet in Philadelphia, some in the preseason, a couple of them in the regular season, and Philadelphia is a very loud place. It was legendary for many years, known having a jail in the facility because of the crowd, and Joe Fortunato, our executive producer of radio, can attest to that. it was a rowdy crowd, a rowdy environment, and it was rowdy on the field. Me and Ron Heller had some great battles that resulted in a few ejections at times. But I mean, that's how I always remembered Philadelphia. And then when Philadelphia came up to play in New York, you know, we'd have the fire alarms pulled in our team hotel at 3 a.m. You know, so you talk about a hostile environment.
It is, but you know what? Our team needs this. We need to go into these environments and play, you know, on the road like this, and you know, and to perform at a high level. And so I just believe we feel like it's a great challenge, a great opportunity to go display who we are or what we want to become. And you know, we'll be ready.
Chip Kelly, the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles. You two are kind of linked. You know, you interviewed for the Eagles job. You guys both were hired at the same time. And he's, I guess, reportedly doing things a little different in Philadelphia. The schedule's a little bit different. But no matter how you cut it, he's had success. Last year he was 10-6, took them to an NFC East championship. He seems to be doing a very good job.
Yeah, he's a very good coach. You know, very innovative, willing to, you know, not do the norm of the NFL and really challenge some of the maybe the traditional approaches. And, you know, we're unconventional in how we approach it, too. And we've had many conversations, but, you know, really hold him in high regard.
You ever met him?
Yeah.
Had a chance to talk with him?
Yes, I have.
I hear he's a little different.
No, he was great.
People probably say the same thing about you.
I'm sure they do. That's right. So, no, I really enjoyed it. At the owners' meetings, we spent some time together. You know, I think you gravitate. He's all about football. And, you know, that's how we like to believe we are. And so you gravitate towards one another and you talk. You don't get into too specific things. But, you know, there is a relationship amongst the 32 coaches.
So he's an offensive guy. You know, you're viewed as a defensive guy.
Right.
Do offensive and defensive guys kind of not gravitate to one another at meetings?
Now that's where he's different. All right? He is messed up. No, no. He's. You know what? I think so. I'm intrigued by all of it. You get a chance to talk to him. You know, each has their own mentality, and you know, they have their certain personalities. And sometimes offense coordinators, they can't help themselves. They have. You know, when you look at tendencies and things like that. You know, and it's intriguing to me to try to figure out those tendencies.
I want to talk more about his offense on the other side of the break. But before that, tonight the Seahawks are playing at home against the Green Bay Packers. Do you ever, as a football fan, just watch a game, you know, and not put on the coach's hat and enjoy a football game with a bag of popcorn?
Wow. You know what? I can't tell you.
Tonight. Yeah. I mean, it's your old team.
Right. It's, you know, I think that you're intrigued by it. Hey, it's the start of the NFL season. And that part, you're like everybody. Everybody's excited about that. But, you know, it's the start of the season. So I think that brings the excitement. And then, you know, it's going to be a good game and, you know, two well-coached teams. And it's really the start of the season. I think that's what all the excitement's about.
But can you watch a football game without, I mean, breaking it
What's
down?
What's the end doing? Why didn't he?
Yeah.
You know, no, that's hard. That part's hard. I think, you know, you're looking at is it three deep, two deep? Are they, you know, they threw a spot pass on third one. I get you. You know, you kind of analyze it that way. But, yeah, it's hard just to sit back and kind of enjoy it.
Do you remember the last game that you actually watched or you sat back and just enjoyed the game, follow the ball instead of looking at coverages and alignments
else? No, I don't know. You know, we don't really get a chance to watch too much. You know, sometimes, you know, on Sunday night after a game, you come home and you try to unwind, but you're just really not in that mindset to sit down and enjoy the game. It's, you know, kind of in the background.
And a lot of people have, and we're going to talk about this on the Gus Bradley TV show as well. During the regular season, when you and your team go on the road and you fly into a city to play a game, do you ever have a chance to take in maybe something at that city that it has that's unique to offer? Philadelphia, for example, you know, was our nation's capital. I looked this up today because I don't have it off the top of my head. From 1790, I guess, to 1800, you know, you got the Liberty Bell, the steps in which Rocky ran up. Do you ever take time in a city or have time to see anything like that?
No, you really don't. I think the biggest thing we do for the players is maybe after the game, the meal they get is some reflection of the city. That's about as close as we get. But, you know, we get in there, you know, about 5 o'clock in Philadelphia on Saturday, and our first meeting's at 7:30. So, you know, they might pick a restaurant in the area and just go grab something quick to eat and get a little feel. But there's not a lot of time. You know, it really is a business trip. We're there. We're in meetings from 7:30 till 9:30, and then it's bed check, and then the next morning, I mean, it happens fast, so not a lot of time to spend there.
Yeah, I've, you know, because I remember as a player, you really didn't have a lot of time. and a lot of it depended on the coaching staff. You know, some coaches said, okay, hey, go get meals on your own. Some coaches, Tom Coughlin, we had team meals, and it was mandatory you had to attend. And a lot of people are curious about that. What is it like, the life of an NFL player? Because they hear all these stories about baseball players.
Right.
You know, and they go to a city and obviously playing at night and being there for multiple games. I mean, they get to actually enjoy a city.
Yeah, no, that part's different. And I think, you know, sometimes, you know, some teams will try to structure it so they fly in half hour to get to the airport or to the hotel, and bam, there's a meal waiting for them. And, you know, we choose to give the players, an hour and a half to maybe spend time with family or go out together as a group of guys and maybe enjoy a meal. And then we also have a meal at 9:30, you know, and it's a lighter meal. But, you know, that's how we choose to operate. And I think it's good for camaraderie.
I remember 1989, my rookie year, and we did not have a team meal at home the night before the game. But we had a team snack, much like you talked about, you know, meal at 9:30. And we had beer on the table for players and coaches.
How long did you play for?
Yeah. I mean, I was shocked.
Right.
I was shocked. I mean, the last thing in the world that I wanted to do was have a beer the night before an NFL game. But it was there. I mean, it's amazing how much has changed. You know, and back then, of course, they gave you beers to get on the plane, too, after the game. But times have changed.
Yeah,
Let's say that. Yeah,
they really have. Now it's, you know, hydration testing and urinalysis and, you know, and there's only water. There's no sweet drinks or, you know, it's just, it is amazing. Everybody is so competitive to make sure they're on the upper level and no one can get any edge. And so it's pretty laid out. Nutritionist lays out a meal. We say a team snack at 9:30 and it's pasta and, you know, it's not really a snack.
It's a meal.
It's a meal. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's take a break here on the Gus Bradley Show. When we come back on the other side, we're going to talk about tempo. And that's the tempo of the Eagles offense and also the tempo of the Jaguars offense right here on the Gus Bradley Show on the Jaguars Radio Network.
Access is your source for VIP experiences, fan travel, and game day hospitality for college and professional sports nationwide. So as you ponder the college football and pro games you're planning to attend, there's only one option for you to consider: 360 Access. You don't want to mess around when it comes to game time. The 360 Access team of experts are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to make sure you have the best experience at the biggest games of the year. Visit 360access.com.
Okay, sports fans, it's game time at the Built Ford Tough Sales Event. Ford F-150 with EcoBoost has smash-mouth power with efficiency. Ford Super Duty, boom. That's how you punch it right up the gut, pal. And here's another stat, folks. F-Series has been America's best-selling truck for 37 straight years. That's called a dynasty, baby. Now, during the Built Ford Tough Sales Event, score big savings on the hardest-hitting lineup of trucks on the field. Ford F-150 and Ford Super Duty, only at your local Ford dealer.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a number that connects you with who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Call Insurance Office of America today. 1-800-243-6899. Property insurance is not available in the state of Florida from Auto Owners Insurance.
This is Tony Baselli. I can tell you firsthand how important that home field advantage is at EverBank.
Jags fans, it's time to come protect the bank when your Jacksonville Jaguars face Andrew Luck and division rival Indianapolis Colts on September 21st at 1 p.m. Be at EverBank Field and witness what everyone's been talking about with the world's largest video boards and the NFL's best game day experience. Get your tickets today by visiting jaguars.com/tickets or calling 904-633-2000.
For season tickets, single game tickets, or to learn more about being a Jaguars 365 member, call 633-2000 or visit jaguars.com. And if you haven't seen the new stadium tour thing for season tickets to jaguars.com, check it out. It's truly impressive. Great interactive tool. Back here with head coach Gus Bradley, and Gus talked about tempo. And Brian Sexton, Rain Man, gave me this number, as you would expect Brian to do. He said the Philadelphia Eagles have an average of 23.38 seconds between plays, which is the fastest in NFL's recorded history since they started actually keeping track of that, which I think he said it was 1997, which obviously doesn't include the K-Gun back when Marv Levy and Jim Kelly and the K-Gun was in Buffalo. And you guys run an extremely fast tempo as well on an offense with Jed Fish as your coordinator. This really could maybe set a record in the National Football League for the number of plays in a single game with two teams running up tempo, if you guys do run up tempo.
Right. And I think, you know, I think somewhere, I remember last year, we were at 24, you know, something, 24.2 seconds. So both teams that like to use tempo to their advantage. I think the challenge is when you watch tempo teams is, can they, you know, if it's tempo, you're high tempo and you're three and out, three and out, three and out. Well, that's not necessarily good football. You know, but if you can, you know, create a tempo and you get the defense off balance, you know, it creates certain windows in the run game and passing game, and you can use it to your advantage. But the whole idea about, I know the word I've commonly used this week is precision. Can you be an up-tempo team and be precise in your assignments and what's your responsibilities? And Philly does that. They do a really nice job. They've been effective on it. And all last year, so, and I'm sure this year, that's what they're aiming to be as well.
So the whole reason for fast tempo offenses, yours and Philadelphia's, is to get the defense off balance? Is that the entire objective, and to keep them from substituting as well?
Well, if you just put yourself in this position, say you're an up-tempo offense and you run a wide zone play, an outside zone play, and the defensive lineman is running from one hash all the way over to the sideline. And then you come back and you're running again all the way to the other side, and then you throw a pass and they're turning and going. And now, you know, you've got a five-play drive or a six-play drive, and they're running a lot. It just slows down the pass rush. It slows down maybe some of their techniques and their assignments. And, you know, you make them become more normal, become average. And, you know, that's as an offense, that's when you want to attack them.
Yeah, I used to look at the two-minute drill when I was in a two-minute drill as a player, as a defender, as almost a battle of will. In that, hey, look, this guy on the other side of the ball is running the same tempo I am. I'm having to run a little bit more, but whose will is stronger? Is it mine or is it his?
Right. Yeah, that's exactly what it's about. And then who can stay mentally, you know, stay in the mental part of the game long enough, you know, and it is a battle of wills. And I think it starts really in the beginning of the week to have a system in place that will allow you guys not to focus maybe on all the different calls that you're going to have, but can just line up and play and take care of their responsibilities. And, you know, that's where LeSean McCoy comes in. You start to get lazy in your techniques, that's when he exploits teams.
How do you try? I mean, obviously, with up-tempo and the number of plays, Philadelphia seems to be over 70 pretty much for every game offensively. Do you have a plan in place to rotate guys along the front, you and Todd Walsh, the defensive line coach, that will be clean and quick and concise to where you maybe can do it when they are just going no huddle?
Right. It is a challenge. You have to pick and choose your times. You know, maybe it's an incomplete pass, a run that is, you know, on your sideline. You have to, you know, have a foundation to go from. And that's what we've been practicing this week. You know, you get into it in training camp and we go against high tempo, but you know, the substitutions and the things really don't take place as much in training camp as they could in this game.
All right, let's open the phone lines here. If you want to get in, folks, 355-NFL1, that's 6351, by the way, 355-6351, or 1-800-355-6351. Let's take the first caller of the night, and it's Jay in Atlanta. He's got a question about the Jaguars' defense. Good evening, Jay.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Jay, how you doing?
Excellent, man. Calling from the Atlanta area where everything is Falcons, as you can imagine. I just wanted to allow me to interview you for a second, I guess. Like, what is the overall sense of the city? Like, I guess there's been, like, a recent, like, butt of all jokes, so to say. I personally feel that you guys have, like, climbed from that worst team in the league, like, you know, yada yada, because the Jaguars have shown excellent ability late last season to show team camaraderie and show that they're not the worst team in the league. And a lot of the talk up here on AM radio is that you guys are going to be 7-3 going into the bye week. I have the schedule in front of me, and I have no reason to believe anything otherwise. You guys have fantastic corners. You know, I've been a diehard fan since I got into football, and I'm up here in a different, you know, part of the country. I just wanted to get the sense of the scenario down there, I guess you could say. Like, do people kind of roll their eyes when they hear this improvement talk year after year, or, you know, just what's the scenario down there? Because I see a team that could very well be going. I have the schedule right in front of me. I feel that there's no reason to believe
that. Hold on a second here. Okay, let's go ahead and let Gus answer, okay?
I think you bring up some good points. You know, it's hard for me to sense. I do sense that the city and the area is very excited. And I think it all stems from our vision of our owner. I think that, you know, the city's excited because they feel like, you know, he has a plan. He is totally committed to this organization. He wants to see it, you know, bring a team that's highly competitive year in and year out. And they trust him. And I think that we feel that same sense of trust in him as a GM, Dave Caldwell, and myself as a head coach. And it's really permeated through the building and through the city. And so people are excited about that. And, you know, we have a team that feels the same way. So, you know, it feels there's a general sense of excitement. And we know we have some work to do in front of us, but the arrow's pointing up.
I think you've always been, I don't know, I don't want to say conservative, but you're realistic. Hey, look, you know, we'll let the results take care of themselves, and let's focus in on us to where you don't sit there and say, hey, we can be this.
Right. Well, you know, I think for our team, it is the NFL. We all understand, you know, what the objective is. But we just go about it differently. We talk about in terms of, you know, God, if we can just get everybody to be at their best. You know, and that's something that we can control. If Cecil can be at his best, if Chad can be at his best, if Jonathan Cyprian can be at his best, wouldn't that be a cool thing? And let's see where that takes us. But we feel like if we can get everybody at their best, we trust the results will come. So our whole focus is on let's make sure we do that, get everybody to play their best, and then let's see what happens.
All right, we come back. I want to touch on explosive plays because the Philadelphia Eagles set a record last year in a certain category for explosive plays, and we'll ask the head coach exactly that right here on the Gus Bradley Show, and you're listening here on Jaguars Radio.
I'm Michaela Bradley, wife of Jacksonville Jaguars head coach Gus Bradley. My husband is always prepared with a game day plan, and so am I. As a busy mom, I'm always looking for easy ways to save time. Publix helps me tackle everything from pregame prep to postgame cleanup with prices that are never out of bounds.
This week at Publix, assorted Febreze Aerifex and Set and Refresh items are on sale, 2 for $5.
Available at Publix, where shopping is a pleasure.
Jaguar fans, Tony Buscelli here. The water in our area is hard and can taste terrible. It ruins faucets and appliances and causes you to buy bottled water. Colgan Water, the official water of the Jacksonville Jaguars, treated the water at my home with a Colgan Water Treatment System, and now my family enjoy great Colgan water everywhere. Our hard water spots and films are gone, and we can drink water from our kitchen sink. Contact your Colgan man at ycolgan.com and ask about their water treatment special starting as low as $9.95 per month. Colgan, better water, pure and simple. Limited time offer, dealer participation may vary.
The Jaguars proudly call Everbank Field home, and now it's your turn to call Everbank home for all your mortgage needs. If it's competitive rates, maximum cash flow, or possibly even a jumbo loan you're after, Everbank has the answer. From their winning lineup of home loan solutions to their dedicated team of experts, it's time you put this hometown financial leader to work for you. To make your move to Everbank today, connect with their mortgage experts locally or online at everbank.com/lendingteam. The official bank of your Jacksonville Jaguars. Everbank is an equal housing lender. Member FDIC and MLS 399805.
Whoa, Sarah, let's go on that roller coaster.
I don't know, Luke. It looks really scary.
Come on, I double dare you.
Make it a jalapeno double dare, and I'm in.
Deal.
Thrill seekers, rejoice. Pepper your taste buds with the zesty McDonald's jalapeno double burger for just $2. Two 100% beef patties, white cheddar cheese, and two kinds of jalapeno peppers. Don't forget to add on an icy cold Dr. Pepper. Prices and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Welcome back to the HananiahAutos.com studio. The Gus Bradley Show continues right now.
And this portion of the Gus Bradley Show is brought to you by Beards Jewelry at the St. John's Town Center, where exceptional is affordable. Back here with the head coach, and the explosive plays record that I was referring to before we went to a break, the NFL record is now at 99, and the definition of explosive plays is any play, run or pass, that's 20 yards or more. Now, I know you guys have different definitions for explosive plays. You guys have, what, a 15-yard run?
12-yard run, 16-yard pass.
Okay. And, well, according to this, the Philadelphia Eagles had 99 plays, run and pass, of 20 yards or more last year. That's an impressive number.
Yeah, it really is. You know, they do a good job. Philadelphia's mindset, and Chip Kelly, I believe, you know, and this is going off of film, he really wants to run the ball. I mean, he wants to get it up there where they're getting 160, 170 yards rushing. And then off of that, they build in the play passes. And, you know, the defenses get so caught up in the run that it really opens the windows for the pass game. And that's where the explosive plays come from. And a guy like LeSean McCoy can make it happen as well. And so it's something that you have to be aware of. Again, the tempo creates breakdowns in the defense, gives the offense opportunities for explosive plays.
The one positive in that number, out of those 99 plays that the Eagles had last year, 20 yards or more, DeSean Jackson had 26, who as he was released, and then now he's with the Washington Redskins, so that's a positive. But you mentioned LeSean McCoy. He had 9 runs of over 20 yards last year, and he had 8 receptions of over 20 yards. He really is the engine of that Eagles team, isn't he? I don't want to say team, but that offense.
Yeah, he's a great back, and he can do so many things. I mean, whether it's running the ball, catching screens, coming out of the backfield, he just has an opportunity to turn a 5-yard gain into 20-yard gain or even further. So, you know, it's going to require really good, you know, by our defense, really good as far as on our leverage, tackling, you know, a good idea of the run plan and really taking care of our responsibility. And that's what it's going to come down to. We've talked to our team about focus on the fundamentals over and over, because that's what it's going to come down to.
I remember going last year prior to you guys playing the Eagles in the preseason, I wanted to try to understand what this Chip Kelly offense was all about, and it's not extremely complicated. Found a website that kind of explained it, and it's a very basic, it's almost like your philosophy a little bit on defense, and that the running game is very simple. You know, they don't do a whole lot, but they do it exceptionally well. And part of the reasons that they do it well is their offensive line last year, counting their first-round pick, Lane Johnson, who's not going to be playing in this game, that group started every game together last year. And I've started to think, I was like, how many different offensive line combinations did you guys have last year?
Right. Yeah, they've done a great job of staying healthy. And they do have some experience. You know, Peter's got 11 years. Mathis is 10. Todd, you know, the right guard has
Harriman's,
got 10 years.
Yeah.
Harriman, the Saginaw Valley kid. So they've got some experience up front. And, you know, they do. They don't run a lot of running plays. And I think what they do is their package is probably pretty good size, but each week they pare it down and really lock into those plays. Because you see some core plays week to week, but they branch off and you see some differences as well.
I've already seen in some of the Philadelphia markets reports, because they have Lane Johnson, who was their first-round pick right tackle last year, suspended for 4 games for PEDs. They have a guy in the lineup now named Alan Barbary. And the Philadelphia newspapers are wondering, okay, will the Jaguars put their best pass rusher against Alan Barbary? But you guys just don't do that, do you? I mean, you like to play your defense the way it's played week in and week out.
Yeah, we do. You know, there's matchups that you look for, and you know, sometimes it's on third down and passing situations. But, you know, it does come back to us to where, you know, with the tempo, you know, get lined up and play. And, you know, guys have a certain comfort level on the side of the ball that they're on and, you know, on the right side and left side. So, but you'll see in us, Clemens will line up one side, Branch will line up in the other, and it's really not right and left.
Now, I know that on their starting lineup, they have, instead of a fullback, they have a third wide receiver listed, which would indicate that they play a lot of 3 wide receiver sets.
Sure.
Do you go at that and say, okay, we're going to play them with our nickel defense, which is typically the matchup, or because they're so successful at running the football, do you say, you know, let's play them a little bit in our base defense as well?
Well, we have the ability to play base and nickel, at, you know, in a game with 11 personnel. And then you have a chance to get big up front in base and nickel, and you have a chance to get speed, you know, in base and nickel. So when you put all those together, you have a lot of varieties of ways to try to attack them on defense.
Well, and the Philadelphia Eagles have added another element to their weaponry, I guess you could say. I mean, DeSean Jackson is out, but they went and traded for Darren Sproles, the running back who actually has the NFL single-season record for all-purpose yards in a season. He's an explosive player that you're going to have to know where he's at.
Yeah, you really do. And you know, and another one that you know, one of the things we show on throughout the week is the running style. So you see, you know, five or six clips and each day of the running style of LeSean McCoy and of Darren Sproles, and you know, very similar in some ways, and then also different. You know, Darren Sproles will get north and south as fast as he can and extremely quick.
All right, I want to talk quarterbacks.
All right.
Right here on the Gus Bradley Show, folks, we'll talk a little bit about the quarterbacks. Chad Henne, the starter, going in the opening day, and also the progress of Blake Bortles right here on the Gus Bradley Show on the Jaguars Radio Network.
In order to test the sheer power of the new Pepsi made with real sugar, we've placed an ice-cold supply at one of summer's hottest habitats, the pool party. Let's see what happens.
Okay, rules are simple. Whoever has the biggest cannonball gets this ice-cold Pepsi made with real sugar.
The Pepsi made with real sugar appears to have a fun-loving effect on the partygoers.
Hey, who's that in the bushes?
Oh, dear me. I've been spotted.
Oh, you're here to judge the cannonball contest, right?
They're attempting to interact with me. Think fast. Yes, of course I'm here to judge your cannonball contest.
All right, man, let's cannonball.
Make it a real big summer with new Pepsi made with real sugar. Grab one today because they won't last long. Pepsi, live for now.
Tyrone, if you're going to make it to the next round, you simply must get higher elevation from your takeoff. Allow me.
360 Access is your source for VIP experiences, fan travel, and game day hospitality for college and professional sports nationwide. So as you ponder the college football and pro games you're planning to attend, there's only one option for you to consider: 360 Access. You don't want to mess around when it comes to game time. The 360 Access team of experts are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to make sure you have the best experience at the biggest games of the year. Visit 360access.com.
Jags fans, this is Coach Gus Bradley. A great night's sleep can make a difference. The Jacksonville Jaguars are teaming up with Ashley Furniture Home Store to help you sleep great and help local kids sleep great as well. A portion of every mattress purchase at Ashley goes to providing free beds to underprivileged kids here on the First Coast. So buy your mattress at Ashley. Ashley Furniture Home Store, official furniture and mattress store of the Jacksonville Jaguars, located at St. John's Town Center, River City Marketplace, and in Orange Park on Blanding at I-295.
Welcome back to the HananiaAutos.com studio. The Gus Bradley Show continues right now.
And welcome back to the Gus Bradley Show. We'll talk a little bit of quarterbacks because, you know, this Chad Henne's the starter. You stuck to your guns. Your young rookie, Blake Bortles, had really an exemplary preseason. And you're sticking by Chad. And you had shared a story with the media, I think it was yesterday, about how Blake came to you and just gave you a compliment and appreciation for how you have backed Chad.
Well, I think it was more or less just a conversation we had about just all the things he's learned, you know, and let's get caught up to date and through preseason. And it was something I shared with him. And, you know, the conversation just, I think he had an appreciation for, you know, the strength we're showing Chad, and I think he understood that, hey, when he gets his opportunity, that same strength will be shown to him. And I think it's, you know, and he's accurate. And I think it's all those little lessons that maybe we don't see on the outside that are happening inside our building, which is really helping in his foundation and his maturity.
I was watching a TV show on ESPN. It was like, hey, NFL rookie kind of a thing, and they actually followed Blake prior to the draft process, throughout the preseason, preseason games. And so you could, you know, and they weren't mic'd up, but they had the directional mics to where you could actually see some of the interaction between Blake and Chad on the sidelines. And then I had a conversation with Chad on Monday, and he was complimenting Blake to me about a particular play that Blake had, the touchdown to Marquise Lee. But it was so genuine to where he was happy for Blake that he was able to make a play like that. And then when you see the show and the interaction between the two of them, you can clearly see that these are two guys that aren't adversarial whatsoever.
Right.
They really appreciate both of each other.
They both have a real high regard for each other. And I think, you know, we talk about in terms of our leadership style. And really, for our leadership style and our team, it's really defined by this: help everyone get better with no agenda. You know, I want nothing in return, or you're not helping someone to gain anything. And I think that, you know, really, Chad, that's what he's all about. He will do everything he can to help Blake get better and wants nothing in return. And I think that comes across as being very genuine. And Blake's the same way. And we feel like with that type of leadership model, God, if we can get 63 guys to be that types of those types of leaders, you know, we could be really a strong team as far as leadership.
And that's not easy to do.
No, it's not. It's not. And, you know, there's a lot of egos involved. And, you know, to put your ego aside, both highly, highly competitive people. And, but boy, I mean, special people as well.
But, I mean, both of them want to play.
Yeah.
And, I mean, but, you know, that's okay.
That's okay. And
yeah,
with that, I think that we've seen them both get better. And as a coaching staff and as an organization, that's what you want. You want to create an environment where everybody can get better. And, you know, we talk to our players in terms of, you know, we look at it as a coaching staff, no one has a ceiling. We don't look and say, well, he's really at his ceiling, or he's at his – we don't believe that as coaching staff. There is no ceiling. And we want to coach everybody and try to help everybody get better as well. We have that same philosophy as a coaching staff.
Big challenge for Chad this week with this Eagles defense. I don't think that they're full of star power on their defense, but they certainly like to do a lot of different things schematically. Their coach, Bill Davis, comes from that Pittsburgh Steeler-type background where they like to bring blitzes from different directions, and it was apparent last year that the Eagles had some success takeaways and pressure on the quarterback. This is a challenge for Chad and a challenge for your offensive line. And I was counting up the numbers here because, you know, I was talking about how Philadelphia had great experience along the offensive line. And with your offensive line, if you take Zane Beatles out of the equation, you've got 14 starts at everybody at their position in their careers.
Right.
The race to maturity.
Yeah, that's right. I look at it this way. I think that Chip Kelly's offense, he wants to get the ball as much as possible. He's probably bored, you know, when their team's on defense. I can't say that with all certainty, but I'm sure he wants the ball in the offensive hands. So the defense plays to that. So they're an aggressive defense. They're going to blitz. They're going to take some chances. And, you know, they might give up some big plays, but it's going in the offensive hands then real quickly. And they may get the ball, or they may create some big plays, which gets the ball in the offensive hands. And so really the defensive philosophy meshes with the up-tempo of the offense.
It's a little it's kind of a different way of thinking, you know, because, I mean, for so many years in the National Football League, the statistic – time of possession, coaches just beat the drum. We need to have time of possession. We need to have time of possession in order to win the football game, which meant running the ball. And the Eagles run the ball very well, but they were, I think, dead last in the National Football League at time of possession, which goes against, I mean, what has been thought of for years at this level.
Right. Well, they're a quick-scoring offense. You know, again, they have the number of explosive plays that you're seeing. And if you get an explosive play in a series, I think the percentage jumps up 40 to 50% that you're going to score in that series. So they hunt for explosive plays as well, either through the run game or pass game. And because of their high number, they got a chance to put up a lot of points and quickly put up a lot of points.
All right, well, let's take a break here on the Gus Bradley Show. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about that Philadelphia Eagles defense as well as the wide receiver group because you're starting to get healthy there. And we'll do that here with this break on the Gus Bradley Show on Jaguars Radio.
Hi, folks. Frank Frangie here for the best barbecue in town. That's Bono's, and now it's the official barbecue of the Jacksonville Jaguars. All season long, you can get Bono's barbecue at 6 different locations in Everbank Field. You also get Bono's barbecue at 15 locations all around town with fast, friendly service, clean family restaurants, and that great, great taste of Bono's barbecue. If you want great barbecue, you want Bono's, and remember this, if there ain't a pit, it ain't legit. That's Bono's.
Your brand is one of the most important aspects to your organization. And at Crystal Clear Imaging, they hold those same values in the highest regard, providing you with the best in quality, customer service, and pricing to represent your brand the way you do. Call their team of experienced signage solution professionals today to discuss how they can help your business brand. Simply put, they're more than just signage. They're solutions. Call them today at 904-638-6654 or visit ccimaging.net. Proud partner of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
As a business owner, nothing compares to the sense of pride you feel when unlocking your business first thing in the morning. In this moment, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. It doesn't matter if the business down the street has the same insurance you do. What matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Call Insurance Office of America today, 1-800-243-6899. Property insurance is not available in the state of Florida from Auto Owners Insurance.
Fans, NFL On Location is the National Football League's official event experience and hospitality source. NFL On Location provides exclusive access to NFL events throughout the year. You want to go to the International Series games in London this fall, the 2015 Pro Bowl, and Super Bowl 49 in Arizona? For unique experience packages that only the NFL can deliver, including tickets, VIP hospitality, and hotel accommodation. You want the NFL? Go to the NFL at NFLOnLocation.com.
Welcome back to the HananiahAutos.com studio. The Gus Bradley Show continues right now.
I got a few open phone lines here on the Gus Bradley Show, and before we jump into some of the challenges for the Jaguars offense, let's take a phone call. Jim on the south side wants to talk a little bit about the secondary. Good evening, Jim.
Good evening, Jeff, good evening, Coach. Thanks for having me on. I have a couple of questions that I'd like y'all to educate me on about the secondary. One is, whose responsibility is it actually to cover a screen? And two, can you get inside of the head of the cocky Philadelphia Eagles receivers such as Riley Cooper? Because I think that would be a game changer if you could just get inside those guys' heads.
Well, first of all, thanks for calling, Jim. But the screen, it depends on what coverage we're in. And, you know, if you're blitzing, if you're playing man coverage, if you're playing zone coverage. But obviously it's a big part of their offense. And they run a lot of screens and a variety of screens. They got back screens, wide receiver screens. So depending on which one you see, you know, someone has that responsibility. But overall, it's the speed of the defense that can take care of some screens. If you're playing a zone, you really need to have everybody understand their fits. We had a long play given up against Atlanta. We had guys in the right fits. We just didn't make a play on the particular one. So, you know, it's really evolves all 11 guys. You know, sometimes, as you know, Logs, you rush the passer, you got to turn and go, man. You got to turn and go. We need you to help on the screens as a D lineman. So everybody has that responsibility. And then getting into Riley Cooper's head, I think you do that just by, you know, playing what you do. You know, and you play tight coverage, you challenge throws, you get rush. And, you know, I think that in itself can maybe frustrate an offense. But it always comes back to what you do and how you go about your job.
I know that a lot of people, I mean, know what Riley Cooper went through. He made some comments that certainly weren't the best in the world. But you know what? He's bounced back. Last year I thought he had a very successful year. Here's his numbers, 835 yards receiving with 8 touchdowns. But the impressive part with him is that he's a big receiver. He plays physical. And last year he averaged 17.8 yards a catch, which is not a typical number that you find for a big receiver
right.
That is viewed as a possession guy.
Yeah, I know. Just talking to Dave Caldwell, too, you know, he knows a lot of the personnel around the league, and he's been impressed by him in the year that he had last year. And it does. It shows up on tape. You see him making big plays for him. Bigger, physical-type receiver, and uses his body well.
5-year extension he earned in the offseason, not bad. All right, let's flip back over to the offense because I was looking at the Eagles' defense, and one of the guys that I like watching, Trent Cole, outside linebacker, used to be a defensive end. He's got 81.5 career sacks, and that's counting the playoffs. He has made that transition from hand down on the ground to a stand-up outside guy, kind of like a Leo. And probably if you're looking at him, you're sitting there going, yeah, this guy has a lot of Leo traits.
Right, yeah, he would. That's the position he would play for us, you know, and that so if it brings some familiarity to our fans. But, yeah, a very explosive, high-energy type player. And, you know, does a good job versus the run, but ideally that's what he does. You know, he gets a lot of pressure on the quarterbacks and tries to disrupt throwing lanes.
I'm a big fan of his.
Yeah.
He's a diehard outdoorsman. Didn't know that, did you?
I know, I did not know
he actually
that.
Has his own production company, Cole Outdoor Productions. He is an avid hunter, grew up in Ohio, and he's into it now. He's dead serious about it. He's even a farmer.
No, I did not know all that. See, that's why you got to listen to the show,
yeah,
I guess.
I'm trying to keep you up to date. The other guys that they have, a lot of people may know D'Amico Ryans because many Jaguar fans watched D'Amico Ryans when he was with the Houston Texans. You know, he was a high pick. But the guy that really impresses me is Michael Kendricks, the inside linebacker, a guy that really appears to be able to do it all.
Well, yeah, you know, in their system, you got 3-4 linebackers, so you see a little bit, you know, bigger size linebackers generally in that system. He's 240 pounds physical, really flies around to the ball a lot, and, you know, he shows up on tape. They got two good linebacking core, and, you know, guys that have the ability to make some plays.
All right, we come back, we're going to talk about health with the head coach here on the Gus Bradley Show on the Jaguars Radio Network.
The Jaguars proudly call EverBank Field home, and now it's your turn to call EverBank home for all your mortgage needs. If it's competitive rates, maximum cash flow, or possibly even a jumbo loan you're after, EverBank has the answer. From their winning lineup of home loan solutions to their dedicated team of experts, it's time you put this hometown financial leader to work for you. To make your move to EverBank today, connect with their mortgage experts locally or online at everbank.com/lendingteam. The official bank of your Jacksonville Jaguars. EverBank is an equal housing lender. Member FDIC and MLS 399805.
Okay, sports fans, it's game time at the Built Ford Tough Sales event. Ford F-150 with EcoBoost has smash-mouth power with efficiency. Ford Super Duty, boom. That's how you punch it right up the gut, pal. And here's another stat, folks. F-Series has been America's best-selling truck for 37 straight years. That's called a dynasty, baby. Now, during the Built Ford Tough Sales event, score big savings on the hardest-hitting lineup of trucks on the field. Ford F-150 and Ford Super Duty, only at your local Ford dealer.
360 Access is your source for VIP experiences, fan travel, and game day hospitality for college and professional sports nationwide. So as you ponder the college football and pro games you're planning to attend, there's only one option for you to consider. 360 Access. You don't want to mess around when it comes to game time. The 360 Access team of experts are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to make sure you have the best experience at the biggest games of the year. Visit 360access.com.
Grab a Bud Light and gather around, NFL fans, to hear the tale of a legend by the name of Wayne Tupperhill, one of the greatest there ever was. As the story goes, Wayne spent the entire 97 Jaguars season calculating the perfect Bud Light to ice to cooler size ratio, or the BIC. Now, could Wayne kick a 47-yard field goal in the driving rain? I don't know. I never asked him. But he did once knock over a 6th-century marble armless bust in order to save a falling Bud Light. But there are far more legends out there walking amongst us at the tailgate and the stadium with a similar love for Bud Light. And this season, some will be rewarded with experiences like tickets or an ultimate NFL weekend. So be like Wayne this season and visit your local beer aisle or upforwhatever.com for more details. Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens.
Ultimate NFL experience open to U.S. residents 21 plus. No purchase necessary. Ends 12/31/14. See upforwhatever.com for details. Void where prohibited. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
This is Tony Vaselli. I can tell you firsthand how important that home field advantage is at EverBank.
Jags fans, it's time to come protect the bank when your Jacksonville Jaguars face Andrew Luck and division rival Indianapolis Colts on September 21st at 1 p.m. Be at EverBank Field and witness what everyone's been talking about with the world's largest video boards and the NFL's best game day experience. Get your tickets today by visiting jaguars.com/tickets or calling 904-633-2000.
Welcome back to the HananiahAutos.com studio. The Gus Bradley Show continues right now.
Jags fans, come protect the bank on September 21st as your Jaguars take on the Colts at 1 p.m. You've got to be there for this amazing season home opener and the best game day experience in the NFL with the new world's largest video boards. Tickets are going fast. Get yours today at Jaguars.com. All right, before we go and talk health of your football team, Gus, let's take a caller, and this is Andrew. Good evening, Andrew.
Yeah, hey, guys. First time Henny's going to be a starter is coming up this Saturday. This Sunday. That's awesome. And I got to tell you what, 2 years ago, he spent 5 minutes after the game with my 8-year-old son, and I talked to his wife. Couldn't happen to a nicer guy. I'm all about Blake Bortles. I want him in there, but I think that the chemistry is what's going to make it work. You guys know what you're doing. And, Gus, I'm glad you're leading the team, and I can't wait till Sunday.
Whoa!
That's what I like, a little enthusiasm to this. No, that's great. Well, I you know, that you're right. You know, we had captains. We voted for captains, and the team voted them, and obviously Chad was one of them. And I think that same sentiment is felt with our team. They hold them in high regard. Done a tremendous job in the off season and during training camp, and the team feels them. And just like those stories we told about how he is with Blake, and you know, he has a genuine appreciation. He's you know, he really took care of his body, got stronger. I mean, he's extremely competitive, and you know, we're excited about this opportunity for him.
All right, so you said that you guys picked captains this week. How did that work? Is it player vote? Is it your determination? How does that work?
No,
and who are they?
Right, it's a player vote. So we just hand out ballots, and you know, and they just wrote the names down that they felt, and on offense it was Chad and Mercedes Lewis, and then on defense Paul Pazusny, and then Josh Scobie on special teams, and you know, it just, you know, really a credit to those guys. And, you know, how we brought up in the team meeting is, yes, these guys are our four captains, but we really have, you know, 60 others or 59 other captains as well because of our leadership style. It's, you know, everybody helps everybody get better. We need them all. That's one thing I think our team realizes, that we can't do this alone. We're going to need everybody. And so it's a great credit to those guys, you know, and I know they appreciate it, but they also understand that we need everybody involved in this.
Why two on offense, one on defense, and one
on
special
teams?
Well,
it was really close, you know, as far as the ballots, you know, and, you know, when a couple of votes separates them, I mean, you know.
So there's no runoffs.
No runoffs. No, it's not that. You know, they held them in both high regard on the offensive side, and you know, and they both well deserved it.
And so no campaigning in the hallways or
no,
anything like
that.
Vote for me.
No,
and
they just give me the totals, and I looked at it, and you know, said this is how we're going to do it with the help of our staff. So
all right, time for a break here, and then when we come back, we're going to talk about the health of your football team, because I know coming out of Atlanta, there was some concern about certain guys, and we'll do exactly that, a little health or injury update here on the Gus Bradley Show, right here on Jaguars Radio.
Jacksonville Jaguar Austin Pastore for Bowden Eye.
When I came to see Dr. Bowden, he gave me options and a game plan. One of the procedures I had done was Intax. Before, my eye was shaped like a football. Now that I've had Intax surgery, it's more rounded like it should be, which has improved my vision. It took 5 strokes off my golf game. Dr. Bowden changed my life.
Everyone has a role in life. Taking care of your vision is ours.
Bowden Eye and Associates, keeping the First Coast focused.
I'm Michaela Bradley, wife of Jacksonville Jaguars head coach Gus Bradley. My husband is always prepared with a game day plan, and so am I. As a busy mom, I'm always looking for easy ways to save time. Publix helps me tackle everything from pregame prep to postgame cleanup with prices that are never out of bounds.
This week at Publix, assorted Febreze Air FX and Set and Refresh items are on sale, 2 for $5.
Available at Publix, where shopping is a pleasure.
Steinmark has never been better. If you've been in lately, you'll notice right away. If you've never been, prepare to be wowed. You'll find even more brand and designer names in fashion, home decor, gifts, with prices up to 60% off department store prices every day. You'll never look better, and you'll always pay less. Find the store nearest you at steinmark.com. You're gonna save a lot.
He's in the parking lot. He's at the stadium entrance. He's pulling out his ticket. Oh, my cherry pie. Will he go all the way?
Save the suspense for the game, not the gate. You're getting in with NFL Ticket Exchange, the only official ticket exchange of the NFL where 100% of the tickets are verified by Ticketmaster. Don't settle for sold out. Get the seats you want. Buy securely from season ticket members and other fans.
Buy and sell tickets the NFL-approved way at NFLTicketExchange.com. Together we make football.
Listen up, kids. This is Coach Gus Bradley of the Jacksonville Jaguars, and Daily Shell Stores are looking for you.
Coach the kids, so maybe go a little softer.
Oh, okay.
Daily's wants kids to have what it takes to sprint onto the field after kickoff and bring back the kickoff tee, as well as stand next to the players during the coin toss and even enjoy 4 pregame passes, club seats, and other really awesome prizes.
How was that?
Better.
Enter your kid this week at your local Daily Shell store or online at dailyskickoffkid.com.
how can Beard's Jewelry guarantee the absolute lowest prices on the largest selection of certified diamonds? It's easy. There's no middleman markup. Beard's buys their diamonds directly from the diamond cutters and hand selects each diamond they sell to you. There's no broker, no buying service, just us. And we pass the savings on to you. Shop and compare. You'll see the Beard's difference. Beard's Jewelry at the St. Johnstown Center, where exceptional is affordable.
Welcome back to the Gus Bradley Show. Let's talk health for a minute. Gus, I know that there was some concern about Zane Beadles and Senderic Marks, Josh Scobie, Brian Anger didn't punt the last preseason game. How is their health here the opening week?
Well, it's progressing good. You know, Josh kicked today, did well. Brian's, you know, kicked well. And Senderic is getting his rep. Zane's doing a nice job. So we feel good about the progress they're making.
Allen Robinson getting back in the mix. I saw in the injury report today he was full go.
Yeah, he did. He took quite a few reps. You know, we're bringing him along slowly, though. We got to remember that really, you know, this is his first week of practice, and although he looks good in practice, we're really monitoring the number of reps he gets.
Cecil Short's okay. I mean, he's had two games. I know that you mentioned something today about maybe a little tightness.
Yeah, it is more precautionary on our part. You know, might be a guy that as we go on, we might hold him out a day here, you know, every week and just monitor him. He works so hard in practice. I think, you know, we've got to be the adults with him and just say, okay, you know, we got to hold you back a little bit, but he should be okay.
How closely do you monitor an opponent's injury report and how much – do you put into that with, you know, reports like Bill Belichick up in New England saying Tom Brady's got a shoulder and he doesn't have a shoulder? You know, do you believe it?
Well,
you monitor it?
I think as coaches, you kind of check it out, but we don't put a lot into it. I mean, unless a player's definitely out, you know, but those ones that are questionable or probable, you know, I think we look at it as a team as, you know, we go into it saying we hope everybody's healthy for them because they're going to help us get better. And I know that is a unique approach. That's maybe different than a fan. But that way we don't get caught up in, oh, he didn't practice Wednesday, he didn't practice Thursday, he didn't practice Friday, he's probably not going to play. Oh, he's playing. And it's like that's a whole waste of time to even think about that for our players. Just go out there and play. Don't worry about that stuff. So that's our approach.
I think it's a great approach. Yeah. Because if all of a sudden, you know, hey, so-and-so is not going to play, he's doubtful, then all of a sudden he does play, you're like, oh. Yeah. Oh, we got to face this guy.
Yeah, and we just don't want to get caught up in that. So, you know, our players, you know, it's about us, and it's about how we perform and what we do and what this game is going to give us the opportunity to do.
So much time is spent with staffs in the National Football League about trying to find ways to alter or to do things a certain way to make sure that your team is healthy. You guys looked at that again in the offseason, didn't you?
We did, and we felt like it really helped us during training camp. We had some injuries here and there, but the whole idea during training camp is when that regular season starts that you're as healthy as can be. And we've had some unfortunate injuries in Austin and Clay Harbor, but for the most part, we're healthy going into this game, and that's what you asked for.
Clay Harbor, former Philadelphia Eagle, I'm sure he's a little disappointed he's not getting an opportunity in the regular season against his old team.
Well, I think Clay's disappointed that he can't, you know, participate regardless who we play. You know, he's just a really competitive guy and wants to play badly.
Mickey Schuler Jr. is a guy that you signed off the waiver wire from the Atlanta Falcons, and he's going to be number two on the depth chart. How quickly can you get a waiver wire acquisition, even though he is somewhat of a veteran player? He's been around the league a little while. How much of the game plan can he understand in a week's time?
Well, he has been around. He's been to quite a few teams. So, you know, he'll have a chance to meet at night with Ron Middleton, and we'll get him caught up to date as fast as we can.
If I remember right, Ron Middleton last year was working a little overtime as it got to this time of the year because of the acquisition of Clay Harbor.
Right. Well, you know what? And we don't have as many acquisitions like that this year, but we're going to stay competitive and make sure that if someone can help us, you know, get better, we're going to take advantage of it.
All right, Gus, appreciate the time, and best of luck in Philadelphia.
Okay, thank you.
Folks, talk to everybody next week, same time, same place, right here on the Gus Bradley Show.